Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrite. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Law scores. Verdun moves to third. It's 4-0, Pirates. Don Roe now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verdun scores. Clemente moves to second. It's 5-0, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to third. Lynch moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrite is called out on strikes. One out. Don Roe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verdun takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Clemente moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Lynch moves to third. It's 6-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynch scores. Burgess moves to second. It's 7-0, Pirates. Galen Cisco now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Snider moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Pirates. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snider moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snider tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Pirates. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrite is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrite hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barai fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenon hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Snyder moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Pirates. Al McBean now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Barait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barait is 0 for 2 in the game. Barait hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 3 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Verdon moves to third. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Clemente scores. It's 9-5, Pirates. Ted Savage pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burgess hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clendenon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-5. Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 4 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing left field. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gonder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Mets 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0 for 1 in the game. McBean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Barrett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with McBean covering, for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Larry Burrott. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 11, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.